This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
As holiday shopping discounts kick into high gear this week, lots of people will be buying new smartphones. And whether you're an iPhone or an Android, one of the features that has had a lot of attention recently is voice recognition. But the more hands-free our tech world tries to be, the more a particular problem grows. A lot of voice recognition software seems to work best for English. Even if you're speaking English with an accent, Siri or Google might not translate nearly as well. Gabrielle Sama is the managing editor for CNET en Español. He and his reporting team have been looking at this issue. Gabrielle, thanks for joining us.
Hello, Ben. Thank you for having me.
So voice recognition software, which we think of as being pretty far along, has some problems with accents and language.
That's correct. I think this was very easy to identify based on my own experience and my friend's experience, where we speak to them and it doesn't really recognize our accents when we say pizza instead of pizza, or things that we're used to pronouncing differently.
And Siri and Google both have Spanish as an option.
Absolutely, and it works well. But it's a matter of being exposed, because both systems work with machine learning. And I would say that people with accents and people who switch constantly from one language to another are not as common users for these systems.
Right. So you might say something in Spanish about going to Target, and you wouldn't say the Spanish word for Target.
That's correct. And maybe I would even pronounce it Target. So that's confusing for the system, because none of these systems understand bilingual experiences.
Are you optimistic about these services getting better?
We at least hope that they become bilingual and they start understanding our particular needs and nuances when it comes to how we use language and how we use different languages when we speak.
Gabrielle Sama is managing editor for CNET en Español. Gabrielle, thank you, man.
Thank you.
As Gabrielle points out, the systems get better with more use, so companies building the software, like Google and Apple, hope to keep improving their services.